Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today we should see clear skies with a high near 43 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 20, and on Wednesday sunny with a high near 46. And in the news for today, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said Monday it's hard to say when the court system will resolve his lawsuit challenging the state's 1849 ban on abortion. Call also declined to speculate on whether the case would reach the Wisconsin Supreme Court before or after voters elect a new justice, which could swing the ideological balance of the court. That, according to WPR Online News. The lawsuit challenging the state's near-total ban on abortion was pivotal in Call's successful re-election campaign against Republican challenger Eric Toney. Call filed the lawsuit last year after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade, a decision that reinstated Wisconsin's long-dormant ban on abortion. The case argues that Wisconsin's ban was effectively repealed when the legislature passed new laws regulating abortion in the decades following Roe. Call contends that those newer laws take precedence and the ban can't be enforced. Call filed the case in Dane County Circuit Court, which could take months to reach a decision. Eventually, the Wisconsin Supreme Court would weigh in. The court currently has a 4-3 conservative majority. But in April, voters will elect a new justice to replace retiring conservative justice Patience Rokensack. Call said whether the case makes it to the court after Rokensack's replacement is seated depends on how it proceeds in circuit court. Again, information for this report comes with permission for our use from WPR. In other news, Republican Amy Loudenbeck has conceded defeat in her bid to unseat Secretary of State Doug La Follette. Final results from the November 8th election show Democrat incumbent La Follette defeated Loudenbeck by 7,442 votes, or about 0.29 points. The focus on La Follette's re-election campaign was his desire to keep counting election results on a nonpartisan basis. Wisconsin elections are currently overseen by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Loudenbeck joined a conservative effort by Republicans running for Secretary of State positions across the country to have them controlled by political parties. This effort came in backlash following then-Republican President Donald Trump's defeat in the 2020 presidential election, which he declared was rigged and stolen from voters. In July of 2020, Trump called on Republican Speaker Robin Voss to decertify the presidential election in Wisconsin, declaring it a fraudulent voting outcome. Voss defied the president's request, saying it wasn't allowed under the state's constitution. Loudenbeck, who gave up her seat in the state legislature to run against La Follette, who said she doesn't recognize that President Joe Biden won the 2020 election. However, Loudenbeck affirmed Biden's victory in public. The ballots were cast, a recount was conducted, the totals favor President Biden, our Electoral College votes were cast for him. He is the president and there is no going back, she told reporters. Thanks for joining us today and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.